Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Today I'm going to talk about searching out speaking gigs, phone calls, and voicemail. You all should be making calls and doing it on a regular basis. Either you're doing it yourself, which I recommend, or a trained assistant can do it. Okay? But, you know, in my opinion, you are always the best one for the job. And the only reason you wouldn't be making any phone calls would be if your schedule is booked solid every year, you know, or you're at celebrity status and you don't need to make those calls anymore. They just come to you. When you finally track down a person who has the power to hire you, more times than not, you will get a voicemail. My tip for you is to not. Okay, don't leave a generic message such as, "Hi, my name is Bob, and I'm a motivational speaker and can speak on team building." That is just, that's blah, blah, and destined to be deleted. Okay, you need to catch their attention instantly before they have a chance to push delete. So how do you do this? Simple, be different. And always, always briefly list the benefits for their audience. Okay? So before you call, it's important to do your research. Make sure you know their audience's needs and challenges. That way you can be more specific when leaving a message. So first, research the company or the association that you are calling. This will make you look professional because you took the time to research what they need and will make you the top expert. All right. So before scrambling to get on the phone and blindly start calling, do your research. I say that again, do your research. All right. You want to give them a reason to call you back. You need an excellent hook, and that is going to come from researching before you call. This is going to get you those speaking gigs. See what kind of events they have had in the past. What types of speakers did they hire? You know, what were the topics? If there's any feedback from the planner, the speaker, a participant, make sure you make note of the comments. Some of these sites will have comments from previous events, testimonials. You know, really narrow in and focus. This is not rocket science, but a trained and focused task that gets easier every time you do it. Okay? Let me say that again. This is not rocket science, but a trained and focused task that gets easier every time you do it. If your schedule becomes a bit busier, then train your virtual assistant to do this. I recommend the speaker to do this part, but many do hire out and it still works for them. So either way. However, if you do hire a VA to help you with calls and follow-ups, I suggest you start out doing it yourself first, okay? You want to kind of get a feel for how it all works and how you like things done. That way, you can train them on exactly how you want it done. You know, just to hire a VA and say, okay, you know, go make some calls for me and, you know, see if you can drum up business. That's just not wise. It's not recommended. It's costly and it's frustrating if it's not done right. And if you did your research, then you will hit dead on, okay, and increase your chances of a callback. Do stay away from long voicemails. Do stay away from the me. In other words, don't go on and on about where you've been, what you've done, your list of credentials, and so forth. And make sure you address them by their first name. That's important. Make sure you address them by their first name when you're leaving a message. It makes them feel important, you know, that you took the time to find their name. I recommend researching and making probably about a list of about 50 to start. Make it a specific list for your industry and put them into groups of 10 calls a week. All right, and then follow up, send one sheets, emails, another call, and so forth until you have exhausted that list. Don't be annoying, but I don't want you to give up easy either. All right, determination is what gets most speakers on top. They don't take no for an answer, and they certainly don't let it deter them from moving forward until they start getting a yes. All right, so make sure you keep excellent records of your research and your contacts. Don't delay. You know, do some research and start making your calls today so you can start filling your schedule. Remember to use voicemail to your advantage by pitching the benefits quickly and uniquely. You know, using your researched quote-unquote hook. Be different so you can grab their attention. It takes practice indeed. It does. But doesn't everything we do, right? Once you do it several times, it will be a breeze. You have nothing to lose and so, so much to gain. All right? You can do it. So I thank you for listening into this podcast and take care.